As everyone who has been serious about studying with Anki knows, the first step of the journey is writing your own flashcards. Writing the cards yourself is often cited as the most straightforward way to make the review process more effective. However, this can become a big chore, and not having enough cards to study is a sure way to not learn anything. What can we do to make this process less tedious? Write simple cards. A lot has been written about the best way to create Anki cards. However, as a Hacker News commenter once said, one massively overlooked way to improve spaced repetition is to make easier cards. Cards can hardly be too simple to be effective. You don't need to write complicated, tricky questions to make sure you are making the most of your reviews. On the contrary, even a long sentence where the word you need to study is highlighted is often enough to make the review worthwhile. In the case of language learning, if you're an advanced learner, one of the easiest way to create such cards is to copy-paste a sentence with your target word into a card and write the translation of that word or sentence on the back. But if you're a beginner, even these cards can be complicated both to write and to review. What if the sentence where you found the new word is too complex? You'll need to write a brand new sentence. But what if you write an incorrect sentence? And so on. Automating the process. Automated card generation has been often compared to the usage of pre-made decks, because the students don't see the content of the cards they're adding to their decks before doing so. However, this depends a lot on how much the automation is hiding from the user. In my family, we're currently learning Portuguese, so we end up creating a lot of cards with Portuguese vocabulary. Given that many useful words are hard to make sense of without context, having cards with sample sentences helps me massively to remember them. But our sample sentences often sound unnatural in Portuguese, even when they're correct. It would be great if we could have a sample sentence generator that creates such sample sentences for me in more colloquial Portuguese. This is when we've got the idea of using an LLM to help with the task. GPT models are great sentence generators. Can we get them to make some good sample sentence cards? A quick experiment proves that there is potential to this concept. Custom GPTs. The natural next step is to store that set of instructions into a custom prompt, or as they're called now, a custom GPT. Making these small wrapper is really easy. It requires no coding, only a well-crafted prompt and a catchy name. So we called our new GPT Close GPT and started off with a prompt like this. Your job is to create Portuguese Anki Close cards. I might give you a single word or a pair, word plus translation. Front cards, use Anki's cone, feature to template in cards. You can create cards with multiple closes. Keep the verb focused, and don't rely too much on auxiliary verbs like precessar, gostar, etc. Use the English translation as a close hint. Back cards. The back card should contain the Portuguese word. If the word could be mistaken, for example, levantar versus acordar, write a hint that can help me remember the difference. The hint should be used sparingly. Examples. Input. Cozinhar. Front. Eu. Como cozinho. Cook. Todos os dias para minha família. Hashtag back. Cozinhar. To cook. Input. Levantar. Front. Eu preciso. Cum. Levantar. Get up. Cedo amanhã para ir ao trabalho. Hashtag back. Back. Levantar. To get up. To raise. Don't mistake this with acordar, which is to wake up from sleep. At this simple prompt already gives very nice results. Bells and whistles. Naturally, once a tool works well, it's hard to resist the urge to add some new features to it. So for our close PT, we added a few more abilities. Hashtag commands. Hashtag n plus less than word. Expands the back card with an extra word present in the sentence. Include all the previous words, plus the one given. In this case, only the back card needs to be printed. Don't show the front card again. Hashtag senar. Less than optional hint. Regenerates the response based on the hint given. If the hint is absent, regenerate the sentence with a different context. Do not change the target words. The hint most often a different context I would like to have a sentence for. Hashtag sentuq. Less than question. This is an escape to a normal chat about a related question. Answer the question as usual. You don't need to generate anything. The plus command is useful when the generated sentence contains some other interesting word you can take the occasion to learn as well. The R command can be used to direct the card generation a bit better than with a simple press on the regenerate icon. And finally, Chi was a convenient escape hatch to make this GPT revert back to its usual helpful self, where it can engage in conversation. Have fun. Our small closed GPT works only for Portuguese now, but feel free to play with it if you find it useful. And of course, always keep in mind that LLMs are only pretending to be humans. Front. I like orange juice in my morning coffee. SDE.